Worst case scenario. Worst case scenario.
That sounds fun.
Worst case scenario.
Hey, everybody.
Like, in
I'm Kyle. I'm Kyle Parker Hagen.
This is Kendrick Janine Evans.
Janine Evans.
I don't know. I just like making up middle names, especially weirdly gender-switched ones. What was one I had for Joseph Margaret Quick?
I don't know. What's mine?
Yours might have been Janine, and then I just took it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's rude.
I just stole your first, your middle name.
That seems fucked up.
Okay.
I always call Joseph Allen Quick.
Yeah.
Because it's Jack. This is initials. Yeah, if you're some kind of Frenchie.
Yep, I am.
Oh.
French fry enthusiast.
So, I guess the apocalypse didn't happen.
Well, we're okay. I mean, that... Yeah, I mean, it's like weeks in the future.
Eons.
Just hours.
Just minutes.
Just a time.
Hundreds of minutes.
Just, you know, yeah.
Kendrick and I were working really closely today.
So close.
And then we separated and figured out
the
problem.
And that was better.
Yeah. And so now I feel like we should talk about worst case scenarios.
It's all about data, really.
It's all about the gears.
Well, it's annoying is data, a string fuckery should be easier than it is. But sometimes it's not. And that's Kendrick's Introduction to Programming 102.
So the worst-case scenario...
Well, I mean...
So one of the worst-case scenarios I was prepared for that never happened was accidentally driving off Monarch Pass.
Yeah.
And I have my sleeping bag and, like, water and stuff in the back, and it never happened.
You know the best part about this story is... Sorry, I'll wait till you're done.
Go ahead.
It's an interjection. I'm going to finish your concerns.
Oh, no, it's just because, like, it's like always, like, that guy who's, like... Like, I don't know. You never have it happen if you prepare for it, but if you never prepare for it, it always happens.
So, a dude that we work with, whose name I don't remember, which makes it really easy to protect his anonymity, rolled his truck off of Monarch Pass.
Brock.
Well, you're supposed to protect their anonymity,
Kyle. Is that
Kyle?
Who it was?
I don't actually remember his name. I mean, he was another Western kid, and it was his girlfriend's truck, and he got in deep shit about it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
He rolled it off of the peak?
I don't know where he rolled it off of. And that was part of listening to the conversation. That wasn't like the part that I wanted to interject. Like, where exactly did you nearly die?
And you nearly killed yourself and you had your girlfriend dump you afterwards.
I don't think she was even in the car. That's like the best part.
Where she almost died.
He was like borrowing it.
Oh, man.
From her.
Kendrick's trying to murder us.
Yeah.
So, that's always one of the ones I thought about.
So, like, he legit did it. And he was like, fine. I mean, like, he just kind of bumped and bruised, wrecked the truck, apparently.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a legitimate concern. It happens to people, apparently.
Yeah, sometimes. They just, like, you know. Lose their steering, or the brakes fail, or they just get...
Or it's fucking iced.
Crazy twitch in their thing, and it takes them over the edge. Happens. Literally. So, how about you? Worst case scenario you think thought of?
Worst case scenario that I...
Yeah.
Like, plan for, but never do?
Sure.
Shit. I mean...
Gun. This has got to be gun involved, right?
I don't know if that's... Well, I mean, like... Shit. I should have been thinking about this more.
Yeah, this impromptu topic, you should have thought about more.
Just think faster, man. Just think faster. I think it's usually concerns about missing flights when I'm traveling.
Oh, dude, like,
that's
seriously.
A huge one. But I did actually miss a flight once.
And it wasn't that bad, you said.
Yeah, no, it really wasn't. It was a huge inconvenience, but, like, nobody died. And looking back, the ramifications of it were so minuscule that it doesn't really matter, but at the time, it was a big fucking deal, right?
Yeah.
And going forward, it's still a big fucking deal, because, like, there's scenarios that couldn't be as easily resolved as that one was, so... Because actually, that's a good story. I was flying overseas for the first time by myself. I was 17, and I flew out...
I think we already talked about this, didn't we?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, carry on.
But yeah, so, basically, one of my flights was delayed, so I missed my connection, but my bags didn't, so they were gone. I was watching the plane taxi out, like, God damn it. And I didn't know what to do. I just did not know what... I don't know, I'm 17, I've never traveled by myself before, much less internationally, so I'm like... Because I've traveled, but always with my family. And so if something were to... And we never missed a flight before. So, like, if we'd have done that growing up, I probably would have been like, oh, you just go talk to the ticket counter. But I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So I'm, like, walking around, like, I guess I'll go talk to the ticket people. Customer service.
Yeah.
I'm a customer. Service me. So I just kind of figured it out. They got me in the next flight. And I think it didn't cost me anything because the reason I was late was that their flight was delayed. But what was funny was several people from the same flight as me got on that flight because they asked someone if they were going to make the flight, and they said, not if you have to wait in this line, and got pulled to the front of it. I did not ask anyone because they went ahead of me, and I didn't know them at the time. I met them later. But they went ahead of me, talked to the guy who took them away, so when I went there, there was nobody there, so I just went and stood in line, and I missed the flight.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, like, they were on the flight, and they got there in time, no problem, because they skipped the line.
Oh, fuck.
And it's like, that's just funny. It wasn't malicious at all, but it's like, I didn't think to ask to skip the line.
Yeah.
I guess it never occurred to me to be enough of a douche. But they weren't being douchey. They were just, like, asking, hey, do you think there's any chance we're going to miss this flight? And the guy's like, oh, my God, yeah, come on with me.
Yeah, you better get on it right now.
Yeah, and so it was like, well, I wish I was young and attractive.
You were.
I was just young.
Yeah, you had long hair then and trench coat.
Straggly beard. Did not have a trench coat at the time. Might have had a leather jacket on.
All right, so I want to take some time. We did a little bit about worst-case scenario.
That was just me filling time so you could figure out what the fuck to talk about.
I want to try this new segment we're going to do, and I think I want to call it Currently Eventing.
Currently Eventing. Should we put, like, a sound effect
in? Hashtag Currently Eventing. Yeah, maybe. I don't know yet.
Someday we'll put a sound effect.
So this is,
Kendrick will start
this is
editing.
A segment we're going to start doing where I find a top... I'm going to type in top stories today on my phone.
Okay.
On the news. And I'm going to pick one of the first ones that comes up that I find I think we could talk about.
Okay.
And we have to... So the original idea was we each take... stances and maintain them through
just
the
just pick one arbitrary immediately.
So this one, I'm going to read the title of the article, and we're going to do our best to do the worst here. I'm not going to read anything about this article. I'm just going to read you the title.
Okay, let's see how this works.
And we're going to see how this works. So,
titular events:
anti-Trump protesters march for third night. Portland police call it a riot. So I feel like these people are completely justified rioting because of the presidency.
I'm surprised they can stay up that late.
They're in Portland?
72 hours is a long time to be rioting.
That's true. So, I think a lot of these people are rioting, and it's like, they just think that they're, like, you know, they're totally...
I would have thought they would have probably set each other on fire by now.
Yeah, right? And, like, 72 hours, right? You probably start eating each other. But, like, they don't agree with what's happening, and they're doing the exact same thing that everyone else always does when they don't agree with what's happening, which
throw
is...
Throw a fit?
Throw it... No, it's rioting. They're standing up for what they believe in.
Throw a fissy
fit. They're protesting for what they think is
throw
right.
Throw an actual thing.
By doing things that are easily
start
seen as like, you know.
Windows of small businesses.
Is this your stance you're taking?
Fucking fires. And setting fucking fires.
And then we digress very quickly and it's a nation's D without.
Well, no, I just mean like that's what they're doing, right? A riot!
Well, yeah, so they're doing things that people will notice. They're setting things on fire, stepping on
they
flags,
burning
doing
flags,
all this stuff. Rioting in the sense of the terms that if they were any other, you know, any other race or like any other state, they'd be called rioting without having to do it for 3 days to call it rioting, right?
I think they called it rioting at the beginning, but it depends on who you were asking.
These people are completely... I can't even... This is hard for me.
It's tough, and I'm surprised you went with that one.
I feel like if we're going to get stuck in a scenario again, well, we're like, we're just going to both agree and it's going to be over in 5 seconds.
I mean, that's where I was going to go with absurdity more than anything, but yeah, I mean, it is what it is. They're obviously upset, you know.
I want to take a step back, but... Yeah, like, a lot of people are saying that they're doing the exact same thing that everyone else is saying that
everyone else would do. I got to say one thing here, and this is a tricky one because I have a lot of anarchist leanings and that kind of stuff, but, like, it's difficult for me to take your patriotic ire seriously when you're burning American flags.
Yes, I
think... And it's very difficult for me to believe that it's coming from a place of democratic frustration... And goodwill and everything.
This
when
is
you're
the same thing that
killing
fucking...
dogs, like it's difficult
they're
for me to think.
Killing dogs,
yeah.
I didn't know. You're not supposed to read them.
Someone posted a report the other day of someone they threw a bottle at a dog. The guy was walking
on purpose.
Past. Yeah, like they fucked up his dog, and it's
well,
like
maybe that dog was wearing an American flag.
Maybe he had like a little Trump thing to shade the news.
Maybe
I don't know.
His name was Trump.
Maybe his name was
like Triumph?
Stumper, and they thought it was Trump, and so they killed it. I don't know, but like it. I don't know. It's. I understand there were many peaceful protests, I should say. And I guess that's better.
So
but then they shut down highways, which
to
is just
Kaepernick not standing for the anthem, right?
He apparently opted not to vote.
That's fine. That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
In this discussion.
Just I have
but
a
like,
keyword
his,
search in my
his,
head.
His idea was, I don't think that this flag represents what I believe the people of this country that are or believe the leaders of this country. Like the flag represents the leaders of the country, not me and not the people around. And there's like a lot of things happening. You know, like, there's, like, officials and office, like, police officers and things like that doing things that they deem as inappropriate. And
sure.
This is just an extension of that. Like, Didn't we already have this happen before?
Protesting it and this.
At this level?
Not that I'm aware of. I feel like I would have heard about it in the last 4 years ago. But
nobody's burned a flag in protest of the president before.
Well, I don't know if that I can say nobody, but it's tricky because I can't say for certain how big this is.
Sure.
Because of the whole dog farting situation.
I think what we'll do after these is after we talk for 10 minutes is like get real instead of joking around or like taking a stance that we don't agree with.
I mean, right now I don't know how many people are currently Ferguson rioting. Like that's probably a bad term for that, but like Libya rioting. Like they're burning shit down.
For rioting.
I don't know how many of them are like on par with the LA riots, right? Like the race riots in the early part of the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. The whole fucking what's his name?
King.
Yeah.
Not Larry King.
No, Larry King is another.
Yeah, that's what I was like. That's not right.
Not Martin Luther King either.
Wow, we're really good here.
We are not good.
We're the kind of people that should be voting.
Ha! You mean white? Hey-o! Anyway.
Wow. Okay. Then.
No. I mean, so Rodney King. But I didn't even have to look it up. I just had to stop thinking about it. Don't floss and drive. I think that it's frustrating because it's all a matter of perspective, right? From our perspective, just another dickhead got in power, right? Other people's perspective is their life is over from this. And I can appreciate the doom and gloom to some extent because I remember in college, I was very, very, very... I was super anti-Trump. I wasn't necessarily super pro-McCain, but I was super anti-Trump.
Obama.
Or Obama. Yeah, same thing. Whatever. And they...
Trump-ama.
I honestly have a hard time caring. But point was...
Fucking white privilege?
Yeah. The privilege to not care about politics. You can too.
Well, but these people generally feel like their lives are going to be...
I felt that my life was going to be irreparably damaged because of the potential impact that Obama's policies were going to have on my family. And it turns out they did. His policies actually really stuck it to my family. And my dad's income has been irreparably damaged from it because of a lot of the ACA stuff has actually very clearly stacked things in favor of the insurance companies not actually paying providers, which is one of the reasons there's a lot of people who are against it right now. Not just the whole my jobs, my money, my socialized healthcare, fuck you kind of thing, but a lot of laws and regulations end up favoring insurance companies and allowing them to not pay people. Well, you can't really run a chiropractic office. Like practice, like a whiskey distillery, where you don't get paid for 12 years.
Don't they treat chiropractic or chiropractic offices and things like that as like secondary treatments?
They will. Every time you send something in, they'll wait 90 days, and then they'll send back a denial, and they'll give you some technical reason, and then you can appeal that, and then they wait 90 days, and then they send you another denial.
Okay.
And they're only supposed to wait 90 days, so they wait like 97 days just to stick it to you, because you don't have any power over it.
Yeah.
And then they just wait. So as a result, it takes like 3 or 4 of these. Well, that's 4 quarters. That's a year.
Yeah, that's... So now it's a year.
So you're looking at basically whiskey distilleries where you don't get paid for 12 years, right? So
yeah.
That's the level of it. And sometimes they just don't. They don't do anything. And then what do? You have to fucking appeal it. You have to fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, in our industry, if someone just didn't pay for 90 days and they sent you... Yeah, you were like, fuck you, pay me. Like, that's how it works. And so that kind of shit was clearly and very specifically exacerbated by the ACA. Now, as a result of that, I wasn't completely wrong in my concerns, but the severity of them was definitely overblown.
It didn't cause you to become homeless. They didn't lose their
home. I was planning on quitting college and going home to support my family because they were going to immediately ram this thing through the legislature, and my dad would lose his job. That was literally what I was concerned with. I was 20, and I was freaked out because that's what happens. So I appreciate that these people are losing their goddamn minds.
But we're talking about things here like civil liberties. Like, this is like... I think there's a difference here between... The idea that the market can get affected versus the civil rights of humans can get affected, right?
Sure.
So people are genuinely concerned that all the things that we've done in the past 40 or 50 years to make, you know, these things more balanced and have, like, give these groups who have not been represented the ability to be represented, like, it's going to be, like, something that's devastated by the current people that are in office. And so that's, I mean, if you... genuinely thought that not just your income was going to be affected, but your general livelihood was going
to
be affected.
Well, it was going to stick it to me, yeah. Like, me personally, absolutely. So I probably would have been looking for the riots and stuff. I probably would have at least been aware of it or gone, worn something in protest, right? Like the little the safety pins people are wearing or something like that. Like, yeah. I probably would have at least been aware of or participated in something like that.
Now, as a strong, strong counterpoint, I guess, since we're just kind of having a discussion instead of taking drastic sides, is I think that what everyone's doing, the violent stuff, is exactly the exact opposite thing you should be doing.
I think that, as far, I mean, I guess I understand the concerns. Sure, I mean, okay, I understand being depressed and drinking your wine or freaking out and going nuts on social media, but hurting people, breaking stuff, and the kind of
destruction of property,
destruction, and the sheer vitriol. They're burning Trump effigies. When that happened, and that did happen in 2008 and 2012, people did burn effigies, yeah. And they said it was racism. And now they're burning effigies, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Which is just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I mean, like, I think it's stupid. It's the same act. So whatever.
I'm okay with these peaceful protests. I know Colorado had a big one the other day, and that was.
I'm not even super upset about burning effigies, to be completely honest. But I don't like how it was not okay when it was done 8 years ago, but it's perfectly fine now because of the different skin color of the guy in charge.
And the fact of the matter is that even though Trump is the president, and even though the majority, are of the House and the Senate are Republican.
It's a slim majority, but
there's still the 2/3 thing that has to happen for anything to pass. So
Serious
stuff, yeah. But, and on top of that, the people themselves, when asked and polled, like of the United States and like the senators and the people involved, are all not really against the things that Trump is also against.
It's not like a lot of the things. Well, I'm gonna think is a lot of the concerns people have are coming from a little bit of an alarmist kind of attitude from a lot of stupid comments. He made a lot of stupid comments, but he doesn't have the power to do a lot of the shit that people are believing he's going
to
do.
Stupid because they're pandering to not your group is, I think, it is, though. Like, yeah. It's not
and
really...
It's because he was in fucking, you know, Southern Indiana and trying to get votes and talking about, sticking to those Muslims, I guess.
He just does stuff that people would never do in a political campaign.
Yeah, and so I think he got picked up on a lot of that stupid shit that he said that other people maybe are better at not saying or not saying as easily hammered. But, I mean, you can seriously go back and find all kinds of horrifyingly racist shit coming out of everybody's mouths. Like, the whole super predators thing. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's something Hillary Clinton said. So...
Wait, can you
explain that? Oh, it was... I'd have to go and find the exact wording, but she basically said black people are super predators.
Oh, my God.
And she said it, like, 1994, and then she, like, had to backpedal on it real bad. But, it, like, if you want to sit down and dig up shit or find every last fucking offhand comment someone said, you can totally find it.
Yeah.
The problem is Trump will step up in front of a microphone and say it.
And I think the other part is, too, that you... I think most of the things that Trump has said you could find juxtapositions for almost in this same election year, in the same, campaign.
Yeah, like, he went against himself.
I don't know that for sure. I'd like to see if that's
true. And again, as it all boils down to it, I'm standing back, and I'm just going to see what happens. Because last time I got freaked out about a president, it was mostly pointless.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to step back and just watch what happens. And maybe people are going to flip out. But in all honesty, the thing that worries me is the violent rhetoric and the truly heinous vitriol that I'm seeing from a group that was just... that's espousing this concept of tolerance and progress, right? Progressivism. And how people were freaking out because Trump said bad things or inappropriate things or bad, you know, sexist or awful things. And now they're saying they want to string him up by the balls and set him on fire. And, like, all of these horrible things coming out of here. And, like, where do you get off accusing someone of being, you know, reprehensible, and then turning around and saying that he should be raped to death and burned.
To me, this comes off a lot like, I mean, and I always do this, and I'm sorry I always do this, but I always go to, like, what I've seen as Christianity in my time, is that people who say that they're practicing the teachings of Jesus, mm-hmm. then go around and bomb an abortion clinic.
It's the very worst part of that, right?
You are, like, literally doing that thing that you said you shouldn't do to other
people. And I'm seeing it now with atheist...
No, yeah, no, that's what I mean. It's interesting to see, because now we're in a position where these other groups that would be like, this is deplorable, are doing the things that they just said were deplorable when they were done by the other side. And I think that's funny, because this whole, like, lapse of ethics due to, like, a God not existing type of scenario, where, like, Trump is president, therefore all ethics and morals are out the window, is just silly to me. There's no way that just because one man is president, that that things are going to go so badly that we lose all sense of what's right and wrong in their society.
I think it, again, boils down to this. We've put too much power in the hands of the president historically, and people have put too much faith in him over the last 40 years, especially the last 10, where they've built the president up to being something that he's just not.
Yeah.
And this attitude of, like, God Emperor Trump is just not realistic. He's not got that much power. And this attitude that somehow he does is just ignorance. And then the other concern people have is that he represents a cultural shift or a cultural acceptance of certain characteristics, which, again, stems from a very ignorant standpoint. A lot of people don't think that he's a good person. A lot of people think he's a deplorable human being, and they just thought that Hillary Clinton was a more deplorable human being. And I think that that vote was probably more representative than the racist vote, because, in all honesty, I don't think that there's that much overt racism enough to elect somebody like that. There's definitely plenty of racism out there, but I don't think that, if you look at all the places, he won 5 states that went blue last election. Do you think all of a sudden those people just became racist over the last few years?
I think that's just a statement.
It's nonsense.
People who are ignorant. Like,
it's very ignorant. It's people who are frustrated because of the way their life is. And again, completely honest here, the Democrats have been shitting on them.
Yeah.
So this attitude is ignorant and frustrating, to say the least. But it stems from a place of complete and total...
Is that it? So I think we missed it.
Really?
I didn't think so, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, anyway, do you want to just wrap this up? We're just mostly just vitriol at this point.
Well, maybe we'll try that again some other time when the election's not happening.
Well, I mean...
I liked it, but...
We can do another one. Hey, we're at 22 minutes. Sweet. Probably plenty. So this was a little bit of counter-vitriolic vitriol. So this is... I guess we'll just kind of end it because there's no real point. We're just circling the drain.
So the drain has been circled. Yeah, we'll try a new, currently eventing.
That's not time. Political, perhaps. Yeah. hopefully we'll kind of
and that down. So thanks for listening again. This is a short one.
Yep.
So.
Not see that short, time. Really. But oh. It's 22 minutes.
Yeah, so. Okay.
This is Kendrick.
And Kyle, and make sure to like us and stuff on, you know, all your things, like
Facebook
and all that, Jazz and Magoo.
iTunes and Google.
Yeah.
All right, Sit Sock out.
All right.